A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who is in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The Gospel of the Lord. Lent is the time of the Church's year that draws the very most of pious devotion. From Carnival and Mardi Gras through Ash Wednesday, the fasting and abstinence and the strict rules that used to surround them, on to Palm Sunday, Holy Week, the Triduum, we find ourselves immersed in a preparation for the celebration of the events that define our life as Christians. There is, of course, the death of Jesus, but we always say that the climax of the Church's year is the resurrection, the day on which, as the poet says, death shall be no more, death thou shalt die. But it often seems, as we trace our journey through the course of Lent, that it's the death of Jesus that's the most significant event. The remembrance of our sins that leads us to fast and discipline ourselves and deny ourselves comfort. Why? And on Ash Wednesday, we use the ashes as a sign of sorrow for our sins. And we sometimes hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return." It's grim, really. Sorrow, repentance, punishment. Well, without doubt, Lent is a reminder that we cannot, as Christians, allow ourselves to be caught up in our weaknesses and the parts of our life that disconnect us from God. But I think there is more to Lent than this concentration on penitence and guilt. Let's start at the beginning, shall we? This fellow Jesus from Nazareth, what was significant about this man being born? Well, to my thinking, the utterly mind-blowing thing about Jesus is that in him, God entered the human condition. God became a human being just like me. Just like me, he grew up in a family and had all the joys and scrapes and doubts of family life. He learned and he felt disappointed and he got excited and he looked to the future in hope, just like you and me. And God became just like you and me. we need to grasp fully the significance of this. Let's face it, the church through the ages has often tried to drum into us the weakness, the sinfulness, the inadequacy of the human condition. We're so used to being told about what we must not do, about the dire consequences of our flawed lives. We're told a lot about original sin, until we almost believe that humanity by its very nature is evil. And yet, God became human. And so it cannot be that we are by our essential nature evil. Well, let's not deny that human nature is fraught with limitations and tendencies to self-centeredness and much worse. But along with the limitations, we also have potential. And it is that potential that God, through the humanity of Jesus, speaks to. The potential to reach beyond the self, to sanctify ourselves and all we touch. In Jesus, we see what we can become. Through his words and deeds, we see what it is like to leave behind the limitations and the flaws and grow towards fullness. And where does Lent and its culmination in the death and resurrection fit into this understanding of our vocation? Well, of course, Jesus in his death meets the ultimate moment of the human condition. You see, there's no point in his exercising all of the features of human life, the hunger and the loneliness and the friendship and the compassion and so on, if in the end he does not come to the bottom line of humanity, which is death. So Jesus' death is itself the supreme statement of God's entry into the reality of the creation, the fundamental statement that God became human. Just that in itself is a stunning gift of God in the person of Jesus. But for God, even that is not enough. There is another gift, the utterly, utterly astonishing gift of the resurrection of the Christ, the overcoming of that bottom line of humanity, the gift of life everlasting. It's the greatest gift imaginable, that human life has a profound meaning and leads to our eternal enjoyment of the love of God. So then, what is Lent and what is Ash Wednesday all about? I think we're wrong to concentrate too much on the negative. True, we may regret our weaknesses and offer our own genuine but slight efforts to overcome them and leave selfishness behind. But in the end, I think, Lent is the opportunity to remind ourselves that we can walk with Jesus and learn from Jesus day by day. It's a personal journey, not a public one, as Jesus reminds us in today's Gospel. And the readings and the day after day following remind us of other things, that the road will sometimes be painful, but it's worthwhile, that the presence of Jesus is to be celebrated, not bemoaned, that even people regarded as real sinners are called to take this journey, how to pray, recognizing who Jesus is, how to deal with anger, all this and much more we shall read about in the next 6 weeks as we walk this journey, discovering from Jesus more and more about our own humanity towards those wonderful events, both sad and joyful, that can be summed up as supreme affirmation of human creation and the celebration of the boundless love of God for all creation. Let's face these days of Lent, not just in self-chastisement, but in breathless expectation and in thanks.